Good morning. Good to see everybody today. I guess y'all see that Dan's still not with us. I did talk to him this morning, and he said that he plans to be here next Sunday. But if he's not, Andrew Shields has said he will take the Bible class next Sunday morning, and we're thankful for that, Andrew. Andrew Petty did a good job this morning in Bible class, something we'd really never studied before, I don't think. And we appreciate Andrew doing that. Ben Rome was going to bring the lesson to you this morning, but he's been showing the symptoms of the coronavirus, so he didn't want to come around just in case. He said, I don't want to give it to anybody, so he'll be tested tomorrow morning. So let's remember all of these. If you don't have a prayer list, there's one back in the foyer you can take with you. I'm certain all these people would love to know that we're doing what we should do as Christians and pray for them. I want to talk to you this morning on the subject of fear. You know, fear can creep in on us when we least expect it. A year ago, nobody even feared the coronavirus. Matter of fact, Henry brought us a lesson last Sunday night that if you weren't here, go online and listen to it. It was excellent. And it tied in step by step with the coronavirus. Just a great lesson. But none of them feared it. But now, look at today. I mean, at the fears that we've got. Instead of having 240 people here, if I'm counting right, it looks like we've got 72. And we're thankful for 72. That's more than we had last week. So maybe we're coming out of that fear. But there's a lot of fear from it. Some don't, because what scares one person might not be a big deal to someone else. But we live in a time where people are afraid of a lot of things. I got to looking it up online and found that the top 10 fears of people a few years ago, number one, I can see this one, public speaking. I can relate to that. I'd put that up there. But then number two, the dentist. And dogs, thunder and lightning, the dark. People afraid of the dark, or fear of heights, or being afraid of closed-in places, or snakes, or other people. See, after watching what's happened in our country the last few months, that I'd probably, if I could find an updated list, we would see that what people were afraid of 6 months ago has probably changed a lot. I would think that the coronavirus is probably number one now. Looking at what we've seen in our country, it's obvious that people fear it because it's changed the way that we live our lives. There are very few places that we can go today that you don't wear a mask. If we follow the governor's mandate, then we're going to wear it most places we go. We wear it here. Since the pandemic first started, we have followed the strict guidelines in this church, and I appreciate everybody that has. We wear our mask. We try to be as safe as we can. We socially distance. We even canceled services, you know, at first because they told us this is what you need to do. We don't want to spread this dangerous virus. After all, the news reports were saying that a large percentage of people were going to die from this. But as time has gone on, we see that you can't always believe everything you hear in the news. The statistics were not accurate. It was fake news showing the actual number who would die from it. Good to see you here, Allison. She's recovered from it. Her and Lily, good to see y'all. We see that you may get sick from it, but most people are going to be okay once they recover from it. The real number of deaths listed, the real deaths, are nowhere near what they predicted. But even with the percentage as low as it is, people remain fearful of the coronavirus. And, you know, why are we so afraid? Well, we're humans. And as humans, we fear the unknown a lot of times. Our minds they have a way of making us fear things that we're unsure about. Many people, you know, dentist was number two on that list. Many people are afraid of the dentist. I don't look forward to going to the dentist. It's not that I'm afraid of him. It's just I'm afraid of what might happen while I'm there, what he might do to me. That unknown, you know. I mentioned people being afraid of the dark. It's not that they're afraid of the dark itself, but what might be in the dark or what might happen. Many people are afraid of flying. Any of y'all afraid of flying, getting on an airplane? It's not that you're afraid of an airplane, but what might happen while I'm flying on that airplane. You know, we're afraid of the unknown. I mean, that plane might crash. It might. People fear thunderstorms, spiders, snakes, mice, shots, going to the doctor and getting a shot, being alone. And the list just goes on and on and on because that's what we do. But God does not want us to be people who live in fear. He assures us in the Bible that he is in total control, and he wants us to focus on him instead of our fears. In the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verses 4 and 5 say, I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces will never be ashamed. You see, the Bible tells us that God will deliver us from our fears. We just have to allow God to do that. Each of us have heard the 23rd Psalm. You hear it at virtually any funeral you go to. And as King David wrote this psalm, he was going through hardships and trials in his life. And in verse 4, he says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. You see, David had no fear because he had total trust and confidence in God. And he knew God would do what he said he would do. And I want you to know that Jesus does not want us to live in fear. He knows exactly what we're going through. He lived on this earth as a man. But he also knew that God was bigger than anything that we can fear. God is bigger than anything that we can imagine. And Jesus wants us to know that we need to focus on God and not our fears. And even before Jesus came to earth, God, through the prophet Isaiah, had him write in Isaiah 41 and 10, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. As I got to looking, there's a lot of verses in the Bible, if we'll just look, that tell us don't fear. And instead of reading all of them to you today, I think I've made the point of what we should be doing. We should be trusting God. We all know God's in control. So why fear? And I got to thinking, you know, people don't usually do things that causes them to live out their fear. If they're afraid of flying, you don't fly. If you're afraid of heights, you don't get up in those high places. Or if you're afraid of snakes, I'm afraid of snakes. I don't go where I think there might be a snake. I mean, that's pretty common, right? Common sense. I'm not saying I have a lot, but I've got enough sense to know if there's a water moccasin in there, I'm not going in there with him. We stay away from it. But it made me wonder, you know, as I was preparing this on fear, if people are afraid of the coronavirus, why go anywhere in public? I mean, I know there's some that don't because they've got health problems, but I wonder about those who go to some places but not other places. How do they decide where they go? You know, I've noticed since the coronavirus has been here, instead of 240 people here today, we've got 72. There's a lot of people who say they're afraid of catching the virus here. Well, I'm not the preacher. I'm not on payroll, so I can say whatever I want to, you know. I see them at Lowe's. I see them at Walmart, the grocery store, the gas station. Why are they giving into the fear of the coronas to skip worship? I mean, why don't they skip going to those other places if they're really so afraid? And then it makes me wonder, how high do we rate church on our scale of importance? Does it come behind Lowe's, Walmart, the grocery store, the gas station? I'm not trying to judge anybody. You know, I love them all. Y'all are my family, my brothers, my sisters in Christ. I say this to try to wake some up. Y'all are here, but there's some watching online that I hope it doesn't make mad. I hope it wakes them up. Because it makes me wonder, do they fear the coronavirus, but they don't fear hell? You know, there's a small percentage that one of us might actually die of COVID-19. Very small, less than 1%. You know, there's also that small chance we could die in a car accident. People still drive their cars. I can tell you one thing. There is a 100% chance that each one of us will die and face the judgment. That's just the truth. 1 Corinthians 4:5 tells us that when the Lord comes, He will bring both light to the things hidden in the darkness and disclose the motives of men's hearts. Why do we skip church when we can go other places? You know, we may fool people, but we can't fool God. God wants us to love Him, not try to fear Him or to fool Him. In Hebrews 9, verse 27, the apostle wrote, "And inasmuch as it is appointed for men to die once, and after death comes the judgment." Like I say, there's less than 1% chance of dying from the coronavirus, an automobile accident, a snake bite, falling from a high place. But there is a 100% chance that we will all die and be judged and go to either heaven or hell. In 2 Corinthians 5 and 10, we're told, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, all of us, so that each one may be rewarded for his deeds in the body, according to what he has done." Here's the kicker: whether good or bad. You see, we'll all face God one day in the judgment. That's not a less than one chance in 100. It's a 100% definite fact. We'll be there. It's a shame we live in a world and in a country where so many people are worried about worldly things, temporary things, but they're not worried about eternal things. My question today is, what is your fear? Is it the fear of something other than your eternity? Or is it the fear of the day of judgment? Because that's a 100% fact. We'll be there. Have you put your faith in Jesus Christ or in what the news media is telling you? We've seen people take God and what He says out of our government, out of our schools, out of political parties, and out of churches. Some have allowed God to be taken out of their lives. Some have allowed God to be replaced by fears. Have you taken God out of your life? Is God still number one? If not, then it's time to get your priorities right. Do you believe in Jesus? Real belief. Do you really believe in Him? In John 6:7, Jesus said, "The one who believes in Me will have eternal life." But that's real belief. If so, have you accepted Him as your Savior? In Matthew 10:32, Jesus said, "Whoever confesses Me before men, I will also confess before My Father in heaven. But whoever denies Me before men, him will I also deny before My Father in heaven." Have you repented of your sins? Luke 5:32, Jesus said, "I've not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." If so, have you been baptized for remission of those sins? In Mark 16:16, Jesus said, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." See, that word belief keeps coming up, and we've mellowed that down in our society, where it just says, "Yeah, I think so." That's not belief. With belief comes action. in action, if you believe, you live the way you should. Are you living in a way where Christ dwells in you? John 15, 5 through 6, Jesus said, if you remain in me, there's an if. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. See, you're going to do something if you believe. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If we get apart from Jesus, we're nothing. If you do not remain in me, you're like a branch that's thrown away and withers, and such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. You see, if you haven't done these things, it's time to quit worrying about heights. It's time to quit worrying about the coronavirus or snakes. And it's time to start worrying about hell, because that's a 100% positive we're going there if we don't do right. It's time to become a Christian. And there's no better time than now. There may not be tomorrow. Being a Christian, see, consists of more than just claiming to be one. It means that we're one who's prepared for eternity. If you have any need to become a Christian, or need the prayers of the church, or any way we can help you, please come now as we stand and sing.